I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The party is over in Beijing. Foreign Olympic fans have gone home, and the government is turning its attention back to the basics. In China, that means the economy. Chinese leaders want to keep that economy humming despite inflation, high energy costs, and the U.S.-led global economic slowdown. China's state-run media have floated one idea. It's a stimulus package, and it would involve more money than China spent on the Olympics. The World's Mary Kay Magstad tells us more from Beijing.
There aren't many countries in the world that have the luxury of saying annual economic growth has slowed, but it's still in the double digits. There also aren't many countries in the world that have to provide 30 million new jobs each year.
It's a mind-boggling number for any other countries. Quite often, people just underestimate the need for the Chinese economy to create jobs.
Xu Zitao is an economist and the chief representative of the Economist Group in China.
Official unemployment rate in China is about 4 to 5%, but unofficial rate, which is more accurate, is easily above double digit. So once you have economic slowdown, employment would become a very big issue. So again, that's something directly related to social stability, and China shouldn't take that very lightly.
It's not. Stability is a top priority for the Chinese government. And the state-run media say China's policymakers are now considering a $54 billion economic stimulus plan that would both cut taxes and increase government spending. Ben Simpfendorfer, the chief China economist for the Royal Bank of Scotland in Hong Kong, says the goal would be to keep economic growth up and to start doing something about the growing problems within the Chinese economy.
There are serious supply imbalances emerging, not least with regards to labor and land. Prices for both inputs or production inputs are now starting to rise. They have been rising for a sustained period, in fact.
One reason is migrant workers are becoming more picky about what jobs they do and how much they get paid. And businesses are running out of cheap land around the big cities to build factories. All this and China's strengthening currency are making inflation on the production side rise, even as consumer inflation is starting to stabilize. Simpfendorfer says the government's biggest economic challenge now is to control inflation and keep it down.
We think inflation risks will reemerge in 2010 and at that point represent the greatest threat to the economy.
The Olympics probably haven't added very much to the inflation threat. After the Tibetan protests in the spring, the government tightened up on granting visas, and that meant less money coming in. But more important than that, Beijing makes up just over 2% of China's economy. So what happens in the capital doesn't mean all that much to the rest of the country, economically. It's the bigger picture that presents a challenge, and while China's in better shape at the moment than many of the world's major economies, its leaders realize there's no room for complacency. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing.